The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. This is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. And here's how it goes. I'm going to give you three clues. And the answer is a player. The answer is a player. So I'm going to give you three clues. And then at some point in the next 12 minutes, you'll hear the sounder, that blaring horn. And when you hear the blaring horn sounder, you call in. I'll give you the number at the time. And if you guess the player correctly, you have a $100 Valkyries merchandise gift card.
Ooh.
Here are the clues. One, I was an all-star in 2015 and most recently in 2022. That's one. I was born in Palo Alto. That's clue number two. And number three, I currently play for the Texas Rangers. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call. All right? Those are your three clues. When you hear the sounder, call in and give the answer.
This is exciting.
I'll do it real quick one more time. I was an all-star in 2015 and most recently in 2022. I was born in Palo Alto, which is in California, and I currently play for the Rangers. Who's the player? When you hear the sounder, call in. Mm-hmm. There you go. Do you know it offhand?
I think I do.
Do you have a rundown?
But that's a big gap.
Do you have a rundown?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So that would mean I'd had an answer. I don't cheat, man.
Yeah.
Evan.
It's just little stuff like that that.
Yeah, then you, what?
No, but you know, yeah, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And
but
I'm
you
not
going to
hold the players accountable.
Dude, you guys are something else. You see what's going on in our country?
What?
And you want to come to – that's the problem.
What's going on?
Trash people on strike norms and we can't even get to – oh, my God.
Who's on strike?
Teamsters.
Eesh.
Wait, I'm
– Norm's garbage was supposed to be picked up third Wednesday. It's still there.
Let me check something here.
Dude, I looked at it and I had to tell him.
No, hold on.
How much garbage does Norm have?
It's not that much. It's just that it's there. And they said for the people to just leave it out there. They need me to come solidify or, you know, do a deal. I'll do it, man.
Teamsters, diverse range of work, both public and private. Truck drivers and warehouse workers, the airline pilots and zookeepers. The union is known for his app. Okay, I guess. I guess you could get away with calling
Steiny.
Teamsters. I always thought Teamsters were more the truck drivers, heavy laborers, the iron men, the iron workers. By the way, somebody's saying you can't. No wonder you don't know what it. No, I can't.
I was saying you can say it if it's a learning factoid.
You can't what? That,
Superman.
The reason you didn't know what Iron Man meant is because you don't come in on Thursdays.
And that is a myth, but this what hurts is when Evan laughs. Like, what could he be behind the glass laughing at?
He thought it was funny.
I'm a family man, and I've had stuff. Like, so you guys are just going to make fun of what I have going on? I'll tell everybody.
I mean, Steiny did miss 2 days last week.
Dude, quietly, me and Evan.
Oh, and there's more where that came from. Mm-hmm.
You'll come back with Kuminga signs.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings.
I got to laugh into the mic, but hey, dude, I can't wait for Willard to do it.
Hey, Odyssey, I got news for you.
It's something else.
Trade me or pay me. Pretty simple.
Who wants you, though, Steiny? You wouldn't work in other markets.
Please. You think Philly ain't coming knocking for me? Please. Juwan Jennings wants out. Or wants to get paid.
What? No pun intended. What do you dub this? Is it drama? That's why I can't wait for Willard and Dibbs.
This is...
Or is it a misplay by JJ, which I know what he's trying to...
How is it a misplay?
You're not that good to play this card.
Well, He's their best
receiver.
You're good.
No, I'm putting we'll see.
So he is right now.
Oh. Well, Kittle, I got it. But Kittle led the team in receptions and touchdowns. But you said receiver, so I get you.
I believe that the 49ers are getting what they deserve.
Damn, Stoney.
They just are.
What does that mean by taking care of our players and overpaying Ayuk?
Well, if you're don't act like they're taking care of their players and that's all they do. They take care of their players, but it has been at the expense of the offseason. And that doesn't make sense to me. So a guy like Juwan Jennings, who's towed the line and watched everybody get taken care of, even players that have already been taken care of, he's playing his card. Good for Juwan Jennings. And the other thing, we may be more enamored with Pearsall and Ayuk.
Yeah.
But who does Purdy throw to on the money? On the money
down, Juwan. That was a bar. Like, that's real. We've seen it in the offs. But so does he have this card to get their attention?
You know what? This is where I would say to the Niners, oh, you want to make an example of Juwan Jennings? Good luck. Good luck going into the first five games with Ricky Pearsall, who's may or may not be healthy.
Talented,
Robinson,
though.
Oh, no, he won't be there either. Who are going to be the 49ers starting receivers week one?
Cowings.
Okay.
I'm just throwing stuff.
Are you sure he doesn't want to hold out Kittle for a contract extension?
Stop. You like Watkins, Goo?
I do.
I like Sammy Watkins.
Jordan. He's a rookie.
Hey.
He'll come in late.
That's scary to have him in a position, and rookies do play and contribute. I get that, Evan. But to answer your question is, how did we get here to where we're dependent on where Pearsall's Jerry Rice 8 years in? Like, that's where this thing is going. And that's why I think, real quick, Evan, we hadn't asked you, Jennings getting paid or not. 72 hours, I said.
I would actually say no.
Dude, wow.
Just because you ask for something doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Well, on the Niners, it does. If you ask on the Niners, you get it.
Yeah, but that's in August.
Daddy, wow. Can I have more for my allowance? Sure, Buck. Absolutely.
Daddy, stop.
I know you didn't do your chores last week, but you know what? We'll bump you up.
Everybody did their chores. Two Super Bowl visits, multi-NFC. You're forgetting that part.
Yeah.
They don't pay people in July.
No, they don't.
Wait till week one.
Mm-hmm. They can play hardball, this organization. Woo. Yeah. What's that gotten you?
I mean, only the Lord knows and the sports police knows, Snotty, real quick, that I was on the airplane coming back from Texas and I had this thought.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I'm listening to the Odyssey app and you and Evan and Willard and Dibbs and the Joes, everybody, just national. The Niners, it was quiet on the set. And I mentally gave them a thumbs up of, okay, they're about business this offseason. Yeah. And now, Evan, or whomever out there, regardless of what you think this is, seeing on the score ticker on the bottom of the TV, Jennings wants a trade if he doesn't get paid. It's just a continuance of, I don't know, a miscommunication with the front office. Because I'm like the caller said, if you knew he was going to do this, why let it get here? Tackle this before.
Because that's what they do.
Well,
they don't tackle before.
They already extended Fred Warner, George Kittle, and Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew this was coming.
Yeah, that's like, why not do it then? Yeah. Is my question.
Instead of this bad pub, if you want to call it that.
Maybe he knows they're not paying him at this point.
Dude, wow.
You know what it is? And you're going to, well, never, I'm not going to say it.
No,
I'm not going to say it.
It's great radio when you come back and say it.
You know, like,
you got people at the Niners. I got it.
What do you mean?
You don't want to.
No,
bring it.
The word I want to say, I can't say it because it'll be misinterpreted. But you know how they say a certain person, somebody always chickens out, taco?
Yeah.
Yeah. 49ers are a FACO. FACO. 49ers always chicken out. They come to the table. They come to the table rough and ready, but they get walked over.
And they that's why I hated over. That talk
and
about.
That's what life's about.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. It's time to win the $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. The first person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly, you win. First person to call 415-523-4652 and guess the player correctly, you win. Thank you to the Valkyries for providing us with this great prize. Next prize giveaway, Willard and Dibbs at 4:30. And we've got people calling
on that.
It's the contest line.
Dude, that's a lot of money for the merch store, man. You get some good stuff.
We'll see.
So you think I just get free swag? I go spend too.
When's the last time you bought something?
That black t-shirt, the Valkyries. And then I got a white one in the cleaners.
Kincaid gave you that.
Oh, stop, Steiny. Everything he's given us has been Warriors.
In fact, that shirt there is really nice.
Dude, Evan, why do you laugh at his material? It bothers me.
I do like that
shirt. I
could
keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Real quick, garbage pickup in Union City is currently impacted by a Republic Service work stoppage. This strike is affecting residential and commercial waste collection. Wow. It's bothering Pops. As you get older, you just
want... Pops.
Hey, be careful now.
Tell Norm that every city in the United States, every 5 years, has a garbage strike. Every city in the country. Ames, Iowa, they had one last year. Houston, they had one 3 years ago. Mesa, Arizona, they have one right now. There is a garbage strike every 5 years.
It's just an eyesore, though. When you hit the block, it's like, damn.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Thank you.
That's a 40.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And don't forget, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX Plus with pregame starting at 6:30. Valkyries.
Cha-ching!
Valkyries 10 and 10?
I need to know how many make the offs in the WNBA. I meant to ask you and Evan that this morning.
I'm going to guess 6 total teams.
All right. I think you might be right.
6 total teams. By the way, there's 3 teams coming into the WNBA. Philly, Cleveland, and Detroit, I believe.
Top 8 teams.
Oh, wow.
So what?
Let's go!
Hey, Evan, is that 8 out of 14? How many teams are in? 16?
13?
Oh, my God. See?
No.
It just never stops.
Dude, I can't wait. Dude, yeah, we're good.
How many? Let me see.
No, he got it. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're 8th right now.
Yeah. No, I want to know total teams. Okay.
I just quizzed you the other day.
I mean, this is what I mean.
Evan passed the test, too. I gave it to him Friday, nicknames.
This is what I mean. You're telling me, Evan, and I don't care if it's women's sport. It's a professional sport. You're telling me that in the WNBA this year, 8 of 13 teams will make the playoffs.
Yep. Dude, I love it.
Evan, just...
I can confirm that.
That is just...
What's your problem?
I'm actually surprised.
What's my problem? 62.5% of the league makes the playoffs?
Hey, Steiny.
Last
year?
Yeah.
66% of the teams made the playoffs. They added the Valkyries.
Dude,
I hate pro sports. I swear to God.
See, I knew you did.
I can't stand.
I'm so glad you admitted it, man.
It's unbelievable.
Evan, we're joke. Free. He admitted it, man.
What a joke.
But, Steiny, it is exciting.
No, it's not. 8 of 13.
But why do
so
you.
Stupid.
Why do you look at it like that of how many made it rather than just enjoy the first round?
Because it's not playoffs. It's just have an open tournament. at the end of the year.
You
know what? We'll do it this way. There's 13 teams. If you finish in 13th, you're out, okay? That, I know I'm being tough. I know I'm being harsh on that 13th team, but they don't make the playoffs. And then you know what? It's just an open tournament for the rest of the 12. Just do it. Just do it.
I can't wait. They got to keep playing.
What can't you wait for?
The Valkyries.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That building has playoff atmosphere already. Imagine it playoffs.
8 of 13 teams make the postseason.
Dude, you are incredible. And I believe you're really bothered.
I am. It's a joke. But that's the way sports has gone over the last decades.
What if you had four teams?
That's fine.
That would that's all? No, the more the merrier.
Well then,
and what about upsets?
Then stop crying about your participation trophies. Seriously, you got half the NBA teams make the playoffs. You got 8 of 13 WNBA teams that make the playoffs. You got 12 of 30 in baseball. That'll be bumped up to 14 soon. You watch. Giants will finish in 7th. They'll finish as the 4th wild card. But fret not, next year they'll take an extra wild card, so you'll have a chance. Just like the NFL. Anybody want to bet that the NFL doesn't add 2 more playoff teams in the next 5 years?
See, working with
you
has tainted me.
Of course they will.
It really has, Evan. Not you. You're my bright light. But working with you has really rubbed off on me. Like, there was a feel-good story. Friday, Evan and I talked about the all-star rosters. Christopher Sanchez, the Philly stud, 8-2, 250 ERA, came in, shut down the Giants pretty much. He didn't make it, Stoney. And then they had an injury, and he still didn't make it. And I'm reading yesterday on the sofa, feeding my pie hole. The Phillies gave him the bonus that he would have gotten had he made the All-Star game.
Oh, they're like the Niners.
He didn't make it.
Oh, so they're like the Niners.
No, he didn't make it. Evan, I don't know who I am as a fan anymore. Why does that bother me? He doesn't get the bonus. Oh, but because he was upset and went on social media and was mad that Evan just, is that a little whack that they gave the man, a grown man, the bread?
I thought it was because he should have made it, but the guy who everybody's mad about making it took his spot, which is Mizorowski.
But he still didn't make it.
Well, but Robbie Ray made it. He want to, can't pitch.
Look, Donnie, that bothered me.
What are you going to get with the program?
What is
now
it?
We have first of all, the NFL, God love him, doesn't do an all-star game.
I kind
of
like
it. Secondly, when are you going to realize? You think these athletes are like, oh, they're so. No NBA player wants to play in the NBA All-Star game, and no baseball player wants to play in a baseball All-Star game. How many guys have bailed out? How many pitchers?
Pitchers, no, but I think 3 position players have declined.
This is what is so incongruous that it just blows me away. You all complain. The regular season doesn't mean anything.
To me, it does.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it doesn't. You know why? Because everybody makes the playoffs. You want to make the regular season more meaningless? Continue to add playoff teams.
I'm a guy that likes the college divisional tournaments.
Because that's great.
The teams that are the bottom feeders get that one last opportunity. Let's go out there and do it.
25 games into the season, they didn't do it. They get to go 5-20, and if they win 2 or 3...
I just love that. I could coach a team like that. We had the bad year, but we got a chance.
Yep. And you wonder why guys don't play 78 games in the NBA regular season. Don't
we're
you get it?
Get
him, they play 55 and 60 games respectively because the regular season doesn't matter. That's the
for
bottom
the NBA,
line.
It does. Donnie,
no, it doesn't.
You try to get out of the play-in.
Okay, yeah.
That's real. You can say whatever.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sure.
And we're bringing in a guy possibly that has said on his AARP version basketball card, I'm not playing back-to-backs. We're the last team that needs the services.
What are you talking about?
Horford. If he's not playing back-to-back, how are you helping us?
Because the regular season doesn't matter.
Until you're messing with that play-in, Steiny. You know I'm right.
You're not right, Goo. You're flat out wrong. In fact, you're so wrong that Adam Silver and the entire NBA has been working on this problem for 3 to 5 years. You don't have to play a lot of games in the regular season to make it into the postseason. And so hence, you're going to have a big group of players who are going to play 60 games a year. Why? Because they can play 60 and still get the sixth seed, and that's all that matters. The regular season is a joke. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. What happened on Friday with the Barry Bonds takes?
Evan, read this text. I'm going to let you read it. It's somebody at the station trolling. We had a good day.
408, Evan, on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Goo, the last hour of Friday's show was atrocious.
Well,
especially the Barry Bonds takes.
Oh, we played the audio of Barry talking to Dwayne Kuiper about his
taking
home
days
run.
Off?
No, off of Eric Gagne.
We're living off that? That was 15 years ago.
That was also the second hour of the show.
Yeah, this a troll.
Well, it seemed like the fourth, I guess, for that guy.
Or, guys, could this be me filling in for Chewy?
I don't know. Did you talk about Bonds?
No, I didn't. Oh, that brought in some material. Anyway, to hell with you.
What do you mean?
I didn't like that.
Because you know I'm right.
No, we had a good show. I'm talking about the hour. It's bothering me.
Oh.
Yeah. We held it down.
Teams play their hardest the whole year, and then they got to play an eighth seed. 8 out of 13.
Yeah, it's called a tournament. It's called
playoffs. No, it's not.
So had the Warriors had a better regular season a couple of years ago, they wouldn't have been in that cockamamie game when the Kings ousted them. Had they played that better regular season,
they finished ninth.
Had they had three more wins, would have been out of that joint.
Yeah.
Okay, so it does matter. That's how you keep
it doesn't matter.
The pitfall
it
of the.
It does not matter. It doesn't. You think it does, but I don't think it does.
Well, I do.
Okay. Yeah, did you see the way Dallas and Phoenix went after that 10th spot this year? Oh, my God, it was a battle royal. Holy Toledo. And then, boy, Dallas, whoo, from that 10th spot. Boy, it's a good thing they made the postseason. Oh, that's right, they didn't.
Well, you're reaching if you're using those two teams for your argument. Point goes to Goo.
Okay. 20 out of 30 teams have a crack at it.
What's the alternative, Steiny? If four teams make the playoffs and the rest of the teams try and tank?
Four teams in each conference.
That's what they would all do.
Four teams in each conference.
Yeah, so you would just have more teams trying to tank then.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you?
Why?
Because tanking doesn't work.
Then why do teams do it?
I don't know why. But the bottom line is the teams with the three worst records did not get any of the top three picks.
And yet I bet they're still there tanking next year.
No doubt about it.
What you call tanking is simply a terrible team playing as hard as they can, but they're just not very good.
Like the Jazz are trying as hard as they can.
The Jazz players that they have on that team are trying as hard as they can.
They load manage a 26-year-old.
Well, they've load managed him for 6 years. Because the regular season doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
See, it's coming full circle, people. Don't you get it? These problems are all rolled into one. And we've got a problem. But you know what?
WNBA playoffs, here we come.
Yeah, 8 of 13.
Let's go. Ooh. Starts tonight.
Boy, they are playing hard. I mean, who's in ninth right now? Who's clawing? Who's scratching and clawing right now in the
just
WNBA?
Yeah, no doubt.
No, seriously, who's scratching and clawing?
They're a half game up on the Aces.
Oh, we're almost at the halfway point. Boy, that ninth place team is... Hold on, Evan.
Yeah, do the Valkyries read now.
I did it three times this segment. Okay, hold on. I'll do it. Coming up tonight, the eighth place Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury. They're our team, and they're 10-10. They've won three games more than anybody thought, so I'm not denigrating them. You can hear that game, Phoenix versus the Valkyries, right here, 95.7 The Game. And it's also on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call, and you can watch all the games on KPIX Plus with pregame starting at 6:30.